AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt, Hunter in today.
Hello.
Back to back with Hunter here.
Back to back.
Good to see you, my friend. I want to just make a quick point out to everyone here. I just finished out a tenure in my local community on one of the local community boards. A lot of communities have a water board or a park board or a planning and zoning commission or something of that nature. And 4 years ago, I just decided, you know what? I want to do something for the community. And it wasn't always easy. I mean, Tuesday nights, once a month, I had to go over to this meeting. And sometimes these meetings went very long. Last night was a great example of that. It went quite a bit longer. But you're dealing with very important issues. Last night was my last meeting on this committee that I was part of. And I just want to actually encourage everyone out there that getting involved, I mean, we do the Democrat of the Day, we talk about this, but getting involved in your community is really easy. A lot of communities are desperate for people to volunteer to be part of, review committees or art committees or, you know, children's activities committees and stuff like that. So I highly encourage you. And Hunter, have you ever done anything like that before?
Let's see. I can't think of it right now. I'm very involved in the community.
I know you do a lot of stuff, and you do a lot of stuff with politics, but I mean, this is a very different thing because it really is the sausage making of your community. You know, you're out there dealing with water tables and parks and playgrounds and stuff like that. It was incredibly gratifying. So I'm going to encourage you to get involved in this because there is something about helping out your local community, which is a very big deal. That's why we also do Democrat of the Day. To 19A we go. Our Democrat of the Day is Jeff Brand, the DFL endorsed candidate down in 19A. He's kind enough to join us to talk about his campaign. Hi, Jeff. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Matt. Hi, Hunter. Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing very well. Thank you very much for the time today. 19A, yes. Of course, St. Peter, North Mankato, too, correct?
That's correct. Right. A little sliver of Mankato and onwards to almost New Ulm.
And it's of course a district that, it's got great farming and great agriculture, but you also got those metro areas and the big colleges in there, too. So, you know, it is really a very eclectic district.
It is. It's a microcosm of greater Minnesota and Minnesota in general.
So let's get the story. Who is Jeff Brand?
So who is Jeff Brand? That is a good question. City council member here in St. Peter for the last 7 years. I'm also a business owner. My wife and I own a small business called Seed to Site, which is native plant restoration, native plant landscaping and prairie restoration. And I wanted to get involved in my community back in 2011, actually shortly before my first born was born. And since then, I've been involved in the community, and I've just loved the experience. You know, you talk about being on the board you were at. I started out in the Parks Board.
Yeah. And that's a lot of people don't know, Jeff. I mean, that's exactly how a lot of people get involved in politics, is they start off with a volunteer position on a community board, and the next thing you know, they're running for a city council or a mayor, and then it goes from there.
Yes, that's the way that a lot of people get elected, and it's a pretty neat process.
Your family business sounds fascinating. The restoration of traditional plants to the wildlife. That's something that we've started to see more of here. I imagine that's pretty successful for you because a lot of people want to do that prairie restoration.
Yeah, people are tired of mowing lawn. They also see the value in pollinators across the lawn or the landscape that they live in. And there's a lot of beauty in native plants. And some people thought of them as weeds in the past, and now they're thinking of them more in their value of being. So it's pretty cool to see that.
What's the name of the business once again, if anyone wants to give a call down there? Cause that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. Seed to Site.
Seed to Site. Got it. We'll make sure I put that out there as well a little bit later on, but getting back to your race for 19A, what this time around made you say, you know what, enough's enough. I'm running for the house.
Well, we have a wonderful and terrific representative right now. His name is Clark Johnson. He's been doing this for 6 years. He's done a phenomenal job for us, and we've got a great history of local representation that's really done a lot for the people in this district. And the opportunity was there. I felt like this was a great opportunity to do something, to step up. And, you know, it's a good time to get involved because there are a lot of issues that at the legislature they're failing to address. And I believe that I bring a perspective that's necessary at the legislature to talk about the things that are important to a lot of people like myself.
Is Clark decided not to run again?
Yeah, he decided not to run in the first part of January before the session started.
Mm-hmm. And he has been a recognizable name down there, and a name that he has done a lot to say, I'm here for rural Minnesota, but I'm not just some Republican light. I'm a Democrat who loves rural Minnesota. And he brought that impression right into the Minnesota House. He did a great job with that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. He has done a great job, and he's been there for us, and he's really stood by and said, this is greater Minnesota. This is an issue that matters to us. How do we get this talked about? How do we pass a bill that specifically helps us?
You know, as you talk about the Republicans, and especially how they treated outstate, I was just reading about the veto of the ag bill. And I imagine you saw that the Republicans have put a poison pill in there to where they basically said if the governor didn't sign off on the ag bill, that they're going to undo the nitrate standards in the water groundwater supply around the state of Minnesota, which seems so Bond villain to me. You know, it seems like sign the paper, Mr. Dayton, or we're going to poison all of Minnesota. You know, there seems to be a level of that. I would just like to see an ag bill where there isn't A, jammed with pork, B, jammed for Republican districts only with, you know, for gimmies for them. And, you know, that looks at as your life is there, looking at a better way of looking at the environment that is embracing of the natural landscape as well as the agricultural community. I you know, that's one of the problems that we're missing right now. We're missing a common sense ag policy in the state of Minnesota because Republicans are so agenda driven.
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm. I grew up on a dairy farm in rural Wright County. And so, you know, it's a difficulty for a lot of farmers right now. They've had 5 years of weather conditions that didn't really help them produce crops. Crop prices are low. Policies are stacking up on them that are unfunded. And I understand why farmers are upset. I know my grandfather, if he were still alive, would be upset too, and I can understand why. Even though he was a Democrat his entire life, I can understand why a lot of folks would be upset. You know, that said, I think we need to go back to basics in government and clean bills, one at a time, thoughtfully driven, with the idea that it's going to actually make a difference in people's lives. And I think that's where we need to head. And if that means a total changeover in who's in the legislature, I'm all for representing myself in that and bringing that next wave of people that actually want to be thoughtful and actually do want to impact people's lives for the better.
Is there an issue, obviously talking about, you know, common sense ag policy, one bill at a time, which that would be nice. We actually weigh the merits of the individual bill. But right. What other issues are important to you as you're looking at representing 19A?
Well, you talked about agriculture, and one of the things that I noticed when I talked to farmers is the amount of cost they have to pay for their health care premiums. You know, there was a very common sense idea floating around the legislature for the last 2 years. Clark Johnson has been the House leader on it, and it didn't even receive one single hearing, and that was a Minnesota Care buy-in, which would compete against people that would purchase on the markets, you know, and that would be a government option. They'd still have to pay full freight. By God, they wouldn't be paying $30,000 for their premium. They'd be paying a lot less. And that wasn't even something that was received by the leadership in a form that would actually allow for a hearing. And I think that's disappointing. That's an issue that I'd like to see. Also, childcare. Right now, Greater Minnesota, there was at one time, in the last 10 years, 11,500 slots, or 11,500 providers, rather, with 30,000 slots. That has actually diminished to about 8,500 providers, mm-hmm. when we've lost about 15,000 slots. Well, there's a combination of that. Part of it is regulation, and part of it is also, man, it just costs a lot of money to pay for healthcare or for childcare. And at the end of the day, if I'm a parent and I'm making $25,000, and 12,000 of that goes to daycare, why don't I just stay home and take care of my kids for 4 years until they get to go to school? And that's an issue I would really like to discuss at the Capitol. I'd like to find some solutions there. But I don't want it to be a political issue. I don't want it to be a political football. because I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Those are issues that impact everybody's daily life.
Affordable child care, affordable health care. That's not a DNR. That's just humanity. And it's what's interesting is let's tie this back to the ags policy you're talking about. You know, average farmer is making $26,000 a year. When you don't have, and that's after all the work, which is an incredibly amount, a hard amount of work. That's a lot of labor, and they're only clearing $26,000. And it doesn't help that we have a foreign policy right now that seems to be driving our soybean crops to foreign countries, which is a bad, bad sign. But then you have to look at this, and you're right. Say you're a married couple on the farm. You're only making $26,000. You want that other person to be able to go on out and get another job, maybe someplace. But if daycare costs are that expensive, you're tying their hands. Healthcare the same way. You know, it's having those high premiums. You know, you're just gobbling up their entire annual profit, and that's not thanking the farmers who are doing a job which is incredibly tough and does not pay a lot. There should be that option, I believe, statewide for sure, but definitively in the ag community, for the farmers, the ability for them to get cheap, state-backed health insurance that will not bankrupt them.
And that's within their network. They don't have to go to the Twin Cities to get the same coverage they could get at home. They don't have to drive 2 hours to get coverage.
Absolutely. And that's another big problem, too. Or just if you're on the west side of your district, having to drive down to Mankato. Something local, having those local options. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep, and I think that's good government. Those discussion points you just made, that would be what I'm for. And that's part of what I think a good government provides people. And a leg up without offering a handout, giving them the ability to continue to do what they're doing, pass along that farm to the next generation so the next generation can get involved in the same heritage farm that the family's held for the last four generations. That's really what I would like to focus on.
And I want to point out something to all Democrats who are listening right now. Jeff just did something there. I want to point this out and give you a lot of kudos on this. Tim Walz does this sometimes. Paul Wellstone did this, is that you're pointing out something which is just a definitive. It's not about, you know, a Democrat or Republican. I want affordable child care. I want affordable health care. Here are the options on the table. And basically say, what's your options? Because here's my option, and I'd like to give this a try. And it puts Republicans in a real corner because they don't want this. They don't really want to deal with child care. They don't want to deal with health care. They don't want to deal with education or broadband. They just don't want to deal with it. And so by putting them and taking those kitchen table issues and really saying, you know, I'm a Democrat. I'm for these things. You want these. I'm not for these things because I'm a Democrat. I'm for these things because I'm a human being. Here's my solution. Where's the Republican solution? I think that's the most important thing when it comes down to presenting that Democratic message. I don't care if you're in the biggest city or in the smallest town. That's how you sell the DFL.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the way forward. You look at the group of people that are running now for the first time as well as a DFLer. And I can't speak to the Republicans because I don't know any of those people that are running personally. But I've got to know some of the people on the Democratic side. They've got spouses. They've got children. At the end of the day, they don't want to stay there until midnight and then the last day to get stuff done. They've got kids and families at home. I think what you're going to find is if you start electing some of these younger folks to the Capitol, we're going to get stuff done on time. We're going to do stuff that's actually going to affect people's lives in a positive way. And I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to serving in the legislature.
You've heard me make this pitch before, people. Help your local DFLer by all means, but then pick four or five DFLers around the state. Go give them a hand this summer. Volunteer, donate. Brandforhouse.org, correct?
That's right. That's it.
Jeff Brand, it's brandforhouse.org, 19A, just a little southwest of the metro. You can head on down there, give him a hand this summer, and let's make sure that we hold 19A in the Democratic column. Jeff, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time.
I appreciate it as well. Thank you very much.
Democrat of the day is Jeff Brand, 19A. We'll take a break. Come on back. I got to get to the vetoes, and I got to get to the NFL story. And then we got Jeff Stein coming up in just a little bit. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.